our divorce recovery ministry, or others. Groups such as these naturally find fellowship together through a common task, project, or ministry. Our growth groups are dedicated to nurturing, discipleship training, and in-depth Bible study. We offer about 50 different curriculum choices, and some of these groups do a more in-depth study of the previous week's sermon subject. Rather than force everyone to conform to a one-size-fits-all mentality, we allow people to choose the type of small group that best fits their needs, their interests, their stage of life, or their spiritual maturity. We do not expect each small group to fulfill every purpose of the church, but we do require that each one must be organized around at least one purpose of the church. Number 5, add staff on purpose. Each person we hire onto our church staff is given a purpose-based job description. While interviewing, we use some standard questions in order to discover which of the purposes an applicant feels most passionate about, and then we place them accordingly. We don't look just for character and competence when interviewing staff. We look for a passion about one of the purposes of the church. People who are passionate about something they are doing are self-motivated. Number 6, structure on purpose. Rather than organizing by traditional departments, organize around purpose-based teams. At Saddleback, every lay ministry and every staff member is assigned to one of our 5 purpose-based teams. In turn, each team is led by a team pastor, assisted by a team coordinator, and composed of a combination of paid staff ministers and volunteer lay ministers. Together, they lead the programs, ministries, and events that fulfill the particular purposes assigned to that team. The missions team is assigned to the specific purpose of evangelism. Their target is the community. Their job is to plan, promote, and oversee all of the church's bridge events,